Time for another edition of What's Good here on MyFM. So pleased to be joined by the voice of the Ottawa Senators, the one and only Dean Brown from TSN Radio. Hello, sir. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Well, we're back at it again. The playoffs finally here. It's been quite a drought since 2017. What for you as a broadcaster and someone who's been with the team since day one? What's it like to see this young group make the playoffs?
Oh, it's just exciting. It's exciting for everybody. And it's one of those things where it's been a long time. And when they went into the teardown rebuild, you knew that they weren't going to be a really good team for the first 5 years. So, that was the expectation, and they weren't. So really the 2 years after that is really what caused a lot of the frustration because people thought, hey, you did the full teardown, we bought into that. They're supposed to be good by now. And so really it's been 2 years of frustration that people call 7 years, but if we're all being honest with each other, we knew the first five were going to be terrible. That's the point of a teardown rebuild. So to see this now, it's just exciting. And for me, my family is in Ottawa. I'm from Ottawa. It's not just that it's exciting hockey. It's you know what it does to the city. You know what it does to the region. You know what it does to the valley. It ignites things. It becomes a very passionate, emotional time of the year, and it's nothing but good. It's something that brings everybody together. Whether you are into hockey or not into hockey, it's pretty hard to avoid the emotion that it conjures up in a community.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, you covered this team in the early 2000s when they were so good, up to the Cup run in 2007 where they lost to Anaheim, and I was covering it in a very different way. But we remember how exciting it was, and now I'm talking to people who are in their 20s and have very little recollection of that, and they're getting to experience a Senators team that is actually really quite good for the first time, and it's fun to watch that generation embrace it.
Yeah, for sure. And because for them, you get to see it through their eyes, which is, you and I are of the vintage that we have experience with what that was when it was the Battle of Ontario and you were living through that and we saw it. And you're absolutely right. They're of the vintage where they have no recollection of it. They were either small children or weren't even born at the time. So, it's one of those things where if you're an older fan, or in my case, an older broadcaster, you get to kind of experience that whole thing all over again through their eyes. Because it's so new and fresh to them, and they're starting to feel what it's doing in the community, and they're feeling the emotion. And for them, it's a whole new thing. And for me, anyway, with my kids are 25 and 26. For me, it's exciting to watch my kids now that they're adults and seeing how they're sensing it and what they're going through. And it's just an exciting time.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I mean, you called it the Battle of Ontario. That's what it is once again. Renewed, possibly. I find it really interesting that Daniel Alfredsson is on the Sens bench with Travis Green, two guys who played in the Battle of Ontario. They can tell the Senators, this new group, what it was like and the intensity that they experienced. On the Leafs side, I mean, I only get worried if they call in like Matt Sundin or Darcy Tucker to come and give the teams a pep talk beforehand. But it's going to be interesting to see how this develops with these young players.
Yeah, and you know what? If it really is to become the Battle of Ontario again, you and I talked before we started recording, and I said to you, I said, the whole idea of the Battle of Ontario is really more of a media thing because the players have no connection to it. The players weren't around, didn't know, don't understand. excuse me, weren't a party to it, and they really have a hard time understanding that it was the Battle of Ontario because the two teams, the players and the fan bases, legitimately hated each other. And hate is good for hockey. That's just a reality. Hate creates some really entertaining hockey. So this will become the Battle of Ontario again, possibly, but only if the players make it such. If this thing becomes a physical battle where people begin to not just want to compete and beat each other, but hate each other, that's when it can become the true Battle of Ontario again. And we'll see if that happens. I don't know if it will, but I know that a couple of guys, at least from the Ottawa side, they can tip that needle. Brady Tkachuk has the ability to make Leaf fans hate him. Ridly Gregg has done a good job making Leaf fans and the Leaf players hate him. And Nick Cousins is a guy who has done a good job. So if you're talking about the ability to conjure up hate again, Ottawa has two or three guys that can maybe inject that into this series, which would be an advantage for Ottawa for sure. But I don't think it really can become the Battle of Ontario again, truly, unless the teams each other, like don't start hating each other and play that way with hate in their hearts, because that's when it becomes the true Battle of Ontario.
Yeah, and I want to ask you about Brady Tkachuk, but first, last night we saw the Senators lose to Chicago, a game they should have won. But in years past, when you had like Brady Tkachuk and Sanderson whoever else was out, I apologize, I forget right now, you have your backup goaltender in there, you would have seen the Senators, maybe gripping the sticks a little bit tighter. But even without those main players out, that looked like an incredibly confident group that was out there last night, believing that they can win. And we may not have seen that in recent years.
True. And I think the biggest overriding factor there, Bob, is the fact that even though they lost the game, they played the way they're supposed to play. Going into the playoffs is more about, playing the way you need to play in the playoffs and not deviating from that, no matter who the opponent is. And, last night they're facing one of the worst teams in the league. And I think Ottawa would have clearly won that game, even with the guys they were resting last night, had they gotten a couple of saves. But, that's life. But the most important thing is to play the way that you're going to need to play in the playoffs. And that's one of the things about this Ottawa team. And to be frank with you, one of the reasons I'm one of the guys in the league that votes for Coach of the Year. We have to give three names, your first place vote, second and third. And my third place vote was for Travis Green. And the reason is simple. It's not homerism. It's very simple. This team last year was tied for last in the NHL with Philadelphia for team save percentage, one of the primary factors in determining team defense. And this year, I don't know what they are today, but yesterday they were fifth. For any coach in the league to take arguably the worst defensive team in the league and in one season take them into the top 10 and fifth place yesterday, I don't know what they are today, but basically, if you're in the top 10, you're considered elite. So the number of coaches in this league who have taken a team in one season from the worst or one of the worst defensive teams in the league to one of the best and elite status, that is a magnificent coaching job. And that is now the way they play. That is their reflex. That is how they play. They don't have to think about playing it that way. That's the way they play. And that's why, even though there's many teams that are better than them offensively, didn't make the playoffs, Ottawa's in because they can now defend. And part of that is goaltending, but the other part of it is a commitment to playing the right way defensively. And so that's what they did against Chicago. And you're right, there was no panic in their game. They just play the way they played and they dominated that game. You look at the shot count, you look at the chances, you look at the possession time, you look at zone time. Ottawa dominated in every way in that game last night, but didn't win because, again, a couple of goals went in that shouldn't go in, but that's life. But the most important thing is they played the way they're going to have to play in the playoffs to have any chance of success.
Brady Tkachuk, we got a great snapshot of playoff Brady in the Four Nations faceoff. I think Sens fans who were watching that gold medal game were very excited to see Brady playing like that and really, salivating at what he can bring. He can be a difference maker in this series. You talked about the hate and so on that he can instill. He will be a big, big part of this series.
Yeah, there's one way or the other. You're absolutely right. He will be a big part of this series, because he is really truly one of the guys in the league. Power forward. You can use that term, throw that term out, but he really is a guy that no team has been able to successfully contain. He's too big. He's too strong. He's too aggressive. He's too mean-spirited. He's too driven. A super physical. There's nobody in the league that's close to him as far as the combination of the big three. There's nobody close to him in number of goals over 20, number of points over 50, and number of penalty minutes over 100. So he can score, he can set up, and he can physically attack you. And there really is no other player in the league quite like him right now. And so you know what his attitude is. You know the demeanor that he carries into the playoffs and the series, and he's been waiting for so long to do it. He is going to be a handful for the Toronto Maple Leafs to contain. There's no question in my mind. And I think if Ottawa is going to go into this series and win it, they're the underdogs, as they should be. Toronto's been the better team over the course of the year. They are. The points show it. No one's denying that. But as the underdog, Ottawa has a chance to surprise people and win this series. And if they do, a lot of it is going to have to do with what Brady Tkachuk is able to do in this series. And Toronto is looking at trying to find ways to slow him down and negate his impact because he, I believe, is going to be a very impactful player.
Well, Dean, I'm not going to keep you any longer. I'm just very happy that we got to have this conversation because it's been many years since we got to talk a playoff preview. But the Ottawa Senators back on 88.1 MyFM. Every game of the playoffs will be here, of course, called by yours truly and Gord Wilson. You guys must be so excited.
Yeah, it's fun. Playoff hockey is a different animal and it's so much fun. And one of the reasons it's fun is because it energizes everybody around you. All the people that I know and love where I live, they're all energized by it, so it can't help but energize Gordon and I. And yeah, I would be lying if I said I wasn't really stoked to get to call playoff hockey again.
Excellent. Well, Dean, we'll talk again soon. And again, thanks for your insight. It's always great.
Anytime.